be here, bringing books to life, vision without sight.
The Cosmic Footlights, written by Daniel Wilmot and produced by Be Here.
The Little Moon Travelling Theatre Company had made it across the galaxy to the Black Sun Amphitheatre to entertain a planet of sorcerers in the Mandrake system. But the company's newest member, exiled Prince Randall, was somewhat less than enthusiastic about his upcoming performance.
Ladies, gentlemen, and children of all species, if you could please take your seats, tonight's performance of The Emperor's Nurse is about to begin.
Oh, scarabs, tendrils!
All right, Princey.
There's an audience out there! Thistle! There's an actual, real, live audience out there!
Well, of course there is, you melonhead.
Oh, but they'll see me, and look at me, and possibly throw things at me.
Oh, silly. They're not going to throw things at you. They'll only do that if they hate you. Which they won't, I expect.
Oh, wonderful. I feel so much better.
Now, remember, if you get nervous...
Look, I'm not picturing them in their underwear. That's just strange.
I was going to say, make sure you find someone with a huge hat that you can throw up in, but...
All right, dears. Are you both warm enough?
Yes!
Good. Come on, sire. 5 minutes to curtain up.
Ambika, I'm really scared.
Oh, be brave, sweetheart. The show must go on.
Why? Why must it go on? Oh, that's an evil phrase.
Thistle, darling, can we have a moment, please?
Oh, okay.
Now listen to me, my boy. You don't know how lucky you are to be on that stage tonight.
Hey, I only said I was scared. I didn't. Ambika, what's the matter? You're all shaking and...
If you knew how long I've been waiting for this. If you mess up tonight...
What are you talking about? You've acted for years. You told me.
Sounds good, doesn't it? Being the founder of a theatre company. You tell everyone how experienced you are. Choose which parts to play. You never count on things getting in the way.
Beaky, what are you...
Being scared, Randall. I'm talking about fear and jealousy. You think you'll leave all those ridiculous feelings behind when you get older. You think you've reached a place in your life where someone else's talent doesn't affect you that way. Jed's mother and I founded Little Moon together. We were both aspiring actresses. We both wanted to show Greenwald the galaxy wasn't besotted by them. We were both going to be on that stage. Jean was overflowing with creative ideas, writing scripts, directing. She had no head for business at all. I thought, I'll take care of the business side for now. Sort out the budget, the publicity, the staff, let her have her fun. Then in a year or two, when we were on our feet, I'd have my turn. Then suddenly it was 15 years later and I was still behind that desk and I'd forgotten how to act. Oh, don't get me wrong. Jean was very generous, always acknowledged me as her partner. She even tried to get me back on stage a couple of times, but something had gone. Somewhere in all those years of paperwork, I'd lost that flair, that light in your eyes that makes you shine when you're in front of an audience. And she still had it. I had to watch every night as that woman went out in front of the crowds and lived my dream. And now finally, it's my turn again. And if you screw things up, I'll...
I'm not going to screw it up. I just... Hang on a minute. You've just gone and blurted it out, haven't you? It's been you all this time. You got Greenwald to kidnap her and destroy your theatre, didn't you? You wanted her out of the way so you didn't have to watch her every night.
You really have no idea about the way of the world, have you, boy?
I know a backstabber when they try to hide it. I watched my father spend years fending off schemers and pretenders to the Varshan throne.
Greenwald would have destroyed her anyway. I just made sure our company didn't go down with her.
I should...
You're not going to tell anyone a single word of what I've just said, young man. Because if you do, I'll go straight to Greenwald. And you'll be dead long before Jedite can get to me. Now, shall we get out on that stage?
Come on, guys, you can chit-chat later. The audience is waiting.
I shouldn't worry about the audience, darling. It all seems pretty dead out there, unlike some of us.
Higher up in the theatre's lighting box...
Here, Kat, what's going on backstage? Beatty and the Prince should have started by now.
Hold on, I'll check the monitor. Oh, no.
What is it?
Look who's backstage! Look who's backstage!
Clever little trick you played up there, Jedite. Setting your welcoming committee onto us. Even one of our ships didn't have a chance against all that firepower. Unfortunately for you, I've still got my teleportation device.
Randall and Beaker, get on stage.
My friends think you won't, Ms. Luthra.
Mandrill's guts? That's Captain Fendris!
Leave this building at once, inferior humans, or prepare to be slaughtered where you stand.
Hey, I had a poster of you. It caused me no end of trouble.
Not as much as you've caused us, you little brat.
I'm the brat? Who stole whose life, you old fogey?
Get on stage now.
I believe we just asked you all to leave.
Beaky, go on.
You should have started leaving by now.
Why don't we both step outside, Flick? I'm sure we can sort this out the violent way.
I will give you one more warning.
Yeah, you're not scary, mate. Did anyone ever tell you that?
Insolent!
Okay, so maybe just a little bit scary.
Jed!
I'm fine. Get on stage.
Come on, Beaky!
Stop them!
Stop me if you think you're tough enough.
Impudent! I will terminate you for...
No, you won't, matey.
A great stream of fire burst from Thistle's jaw as she swooped from the rafters, knocking Fendris to the floor with a clang. She aimed another blast at Valon and Meadows, and they dived for cover.
Is that a dragon? Where did they get a dragon from?
Never mind that! Shoot it down!
It's flown up into the lighting rig.
Fendris, fly after it!
With pleasure.
Meadows, get to the lighting box. I want that stage blacked out.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. That means I get you all to myself, Flick.
Jetpack blazing white hot, Fendris hurtled through the rig after Thistle.
You will be mine, flying pestilence!
Don't you call me a pestilence, you overgrown saltpot with arms!
No one calls me saltpot!
While on stage, Beaky and Randall redefined the phrase, the show must go on.
But my king, have I not cared for you? Have I not shown you my dearest devotion all these years?
Be silent, nurse. I am resolute in my decision. And I've got a whopping great headache because of all the noise outside.
Hey, that's not in the script.
Shh, I'm improvising.
Come on, Kat. We need to get backstage and help them.
Hey, what?
Neither of you are going to be helping anyone, I'm afraid, children.
Yeah, who's going to stop us, old man? You?
Sorry, thespians. The show's closing early tonight.
I don't believe that's anything you have any say over, my lord. Seize him, gentlemen!
What? Take your hands off me! Don't you know who I am?
your Greenwald slime and your trespassing in my theatre. That's worth at least 5 years in a nasty cell somewhere, I think. Get rid of him!
Let me go. Don't you understand? These people are a cultural menace.
Well, that was fun to watch.
Yeah. What happened to Jedi?